When somebody invests more money into an offer, so when they're paying that higher price point, they're usually going to be a bit more invested in getting the outcome. Because think about it, if you invested in a $47 course, at the end of the day, all you're losing is $47. And it might hurt a little bit, but it's not going to be as painful as if you invest $3,000 into a program or a course or coaching. You're much more likely to take that action because, that $3,000 felt really uncomfortable, felt a little bit painful.
Welcome to Imperfect Action. I'm Steph Taylor. For years, I read all the books, downloaded all the freebies, and did all the courses. But it wasn't until I started taking Imperfect Action that my business had its first $1 million year. Imperfect Action is about doing things before you're ready, prioritizing consistent action over perfect action, and moving forward, even when you're not sure you're doing it right. On this show, you can expect mindset advice, actionable marketing tips, and strategies to build a business that brings you more profit, more freedom, and even more joy. Are you on the list to get my daily biz boosters? Every day, I'll send you a bite-sized prompt designed to help you grow your business in a more intentional way. Sign up at stephtaylor.co/DBB or at the link in the show notes. Hey, welcome back to Imperfect Action. This is episode 652. Today, we are talking pricing, which, it's one of my favorite things to talk about because it's also one of the most challenging things in running a business, right? In running an online business. And it's something that I know a lot of you, my listeners, struggle with. It's something that I have also found very challenging along my own journey. Like when I think back to when I created my very first online course back in 2017, I had no idea how to price it. So I just looked to see what everyone else was charging for online courses at the time. And I decided it would be $497. Because it was 8 weeks long and it had, you know, 8 modules in it. And that's what I thought that a $497 course looked like. And it wasn't until I started creating more courses that I realized there's an art and a science to pricing your offers. Here's the thing. The price point has nothing to do with how much content is in your offer or what everyone else in your industry is charging or how much you think others would be willing to pay, because what you think somebody would be willing to pay is almost never actually based in facts. It's based on your own views of money and what you would pay. Or it is a little bit skewed by your feelings and your fears. And, you know, like I know this as well, it comes up for me sometimes, like, is this good enough? Right? My own feelings of worthiness and imposter syndrome will often impact how much I think others will be willing to pay for my offers. So let's talk today. When you are pricing your online course, one-on-one coaching, programs, memberships, any of your online offers, here are some questions that you can ask to make pricing feel a lot easier. Now, the very first thing you want to do before we get into these questions is get really super, super clear on what outcome you are delivering in each of your offers. Okay, what is that transformation that somebody is going to have when they finish the offer, whether that is one-on-one coaching, whether that is a course, whatever it is, what are they going to have? That is the outcome that we're going to be referring to in this episode. So the first question to ask when you are pricing is, how difficult is the outcome to achieve? Okay. How difficult is the outcome that your offer delivers going to be for your ideal client to achieve? In general, lower ticket offers are going to deliver smaller, simpler outcomes. And higher ticket offers are going to deliver bigger, more challenging outcomes. For example, a course that is helping someone to make the perfect smoothie, that's a pretty simple outcome. A course that's helping someone overhaul their diet and their lifestyle so that they can train for a marathon, that's a really difficult outcome because they're having to completely change their behavior. They're going to change their day, their routines, their habits that are so ingrained after years and years and years. And they have to shift all of that. That's a really difficult, difficult outcome. So when somebody invests more money into an offer, so when they're paying that higher price point, they're usually going to be a bit more invested in getting the outcome. Because think about it. If you invested in a $47 course, at the end of the day, all you're losing is $47. And it might hurt a little bit, but it's not going to be as painful as if you invest $3,000 into a program or a course or coaching. you're much more likely to take that action because, oh, that $3,000 felt really uncomfortable. It felt a little bit painful. Now you've got skin in the game. And the other reason why a higher price point for a more challenging outcome is suitable is because if that outcome is bigger and more challenging to achieve, then somebody's likely going to need more support and more handholding to achieve it, which means more of your time is going to go into delivering the offer and your price point needs to reflect that. The second question to ask when pricing your offer is, how long will it take for them to achieve the outcome? Now, this is a tricky one because the longer that it's going to take somebody to achieve the outcome, the higher price point typically, because you're asking them to stay committed over a longer period of time, which usually means that, well, we need them to have skin in the game. Again, we need that higher level of commitment, but it also means that you as the mentor need to be there delivering more support, more accountability, more handholding over a longer period of time. But this is where it gets tricky because it doesn't mean that if you turn your 8-week program into a 12-week one, you can charge more for it. That's not how it works, because if you can get someone the desired outcome quicker, it's going to be more valuable of an offer, right? So the quicker you can get someone that desired outcome, the more valuable the offer will be, but the longer it's going to take somebody to achieve the outcome, the higher the price point needs to be to justify the extra support. Okay, so actually having more content in your course, if somebody only needs 8 weeks to achieve that transformation and you fluff it up with adding lots of extra content, then you're actually slowing your students down and making it less valuable. But let's say that the absolute fastest that somebody can achieve that overhaul of their diet and lifestyle and start training for a marathon, the absolute fastest they can do it is 12 weeks. If you've set them up for the fastest results possible, it's still a 12-week transformation. You can charge a little bit more for this because it's going to take them longer to achieve that. For example, let's look at another example. Making the perfect smoothie, that can be done probably in an hour. But if somebody turns that into a 4-week course on making the perfect smoothie, that's actually less valuable because now it's taken you 4 weeks to achieve the outcome when you could really achieve it in 1 hour. Okay, the third question to ask when you're pricing your offer is, how much support do they need to achieve the outcome? Do they need one-on-one coaching? Do they need access to ask you questions? Do they need access to each other in the group to have that accountability? Do they need small group calls for coaching? So what kind of support do they need and how much will they need? And this will depend on the difficulty of the outcome and how long it takes to achieve the outcome. But it's also going to really depend on what's going on in their minds. Do they need to make some big shifts in behavior? Is the outcome quite a scary one to achieve? Do they have to overcome some fears to get there? Do they have to shift their identity? Right? If somebody is trying to overhaul their diet and lifestyle and run a marathon, and maybe they currently identify as a smoker, well, they actually need to start to shift their identity to be a non-smoker. They need to shift their identity from being somebody who thinks they are lazy to being an active person. There is a lot of mindset work that goes on behind the scenes there, right? And they need a lot more support to achieve that outcome. When I created Launch Magic, I knew it had to be a 12-week program with weekly calls because somebody needs a lot of support in that process of launching their digital products. Launching brings up the fear of failure. It brings up the fear of judgment when you step into the spotlight. It brings up perfectionism, procrastination, all of those things. But having that weekly support is why the program works versus $50 launch plans that give you step-by-step everything you need to do in a launch. And then you tick the things off. But as soon as the fear of failure comes up or your fear of judgment or your imposter syndrome, as soon as that all comes up, you fall off because you don't have anyone to support you with that. Back in episode 644, I talked a little bit about some other ways you can offer support in your courses and programs outside of just coaching and Q&A calls. So if you want to go back and listen to episode 644, head on over to Instagram. You can find me there at stephtaylor.co and DM me 644 and I'll instantly send you the link to listen to that episode. Question number 4 to ask when you are pricing your offers: how important is the outcome to them? How much do they value that outcome? Is it something that is a massive priority to them right now? Or is it something that they only loosely care about and it's not a huge issue in their lives? We spend money on the things that we value and the things that we prioritize. Okay, so, you know, I have a friend who spent $80 a week on a gym membership. Other people will say that is really expensive. That's way too expensive. No way. I can't afford that. But then they'll spend that money elsewhere. They'll spend it on online shopping, or they'll spend it on Uber Eats or meals out with friends, because the gym is not as much of a priority for them, or that kind of gym membership is not as much of a priority for them as those other things where they are spending their money. And if it's not a priority for your ideal client right now, then that's okay, because you can still use messaging, positioning, your content to shift it up their priority ladder a little bit, right? You can still use that to prioritize it in a way that they will pay a little bit more for it. Now, we talked about this a bit more back in episode 561, where I talked about what to do when people constantly tell you, "I can't afford it," without lowering your price. To listen to that episode, DM me 561. I'm over on Instagram at stephtaylor.co, and I will automatically send you the link to listen to that episode directly. It saves you having to go through the podcast app and scroll back through my previous episodes. All right. And then the fifth question to ask is, how will achieving the outcome impact their broader life? So learning how to make the perfect smoothie, that in itself is not going to have a big impact on someone's life. But it might help them to make healthier breakfast choices, which could actually have a big impact. So when you are thinking about pricing, ask yourself, what else is achieving this outcome going to make possible for my ideal client? For example, with Launch Magic, yes, they will have that one launch and they'll make money from that first launch of their digital product. But it's actually not about that. It's about creating a repeatable launch process that brings in cash injections reliably a few times a year. And that then has the ripple effect of creating more freedom in their lives, because they can let go of clients and they can start to rely on income from their launches a little bit more. It means more profit. It means a bigger impact. So it's not just about the money you make from that one launch. Now, Launch Magic opens up again in August. So if you want to jump on the waitlist for that, you can find it at stephtaylor.co/magic. And you'll be the first to know when we open doors, and you'll be able to get your hands on our fabulous early bird bonus for this next round. All right. So there we have it. Five questions to ask when you are pricing your offers. How difficult is the outcome to achieve? How long will it take them to achieve the outcome? How much support do they need to achieve the outcome? How important is the outcome to your ideal client? And how will achieving the outcome impact their broader life? If you haven't already left a review and a rating, I ask that you please do. It takes 30 seconds. I read every single one of them, and I'm loving reading all of the new ones that have been coming through recently. So please keep them coming. That is it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Catch you next time.